opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a lover's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Where does it settle? Where does it settle?
Not sure.
In your soul.
In your soul. Okay. Your soul. Settles in your soul, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good. Good morning, Jefferson. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Or at least we're here.
I'm bright-eyed.
No, you're not.
Yes, you're bushy-tailed.
No, you're bright-eyed.
I don't want to be bushy-tailed.
No, you're bright-eyed.
I want to be bright-eyed.
No, you're bright-eyed.
I will be.
Okay.
I'll be bushy-tailed for
that. Uh-oh.
Ashley's bushy-tailed.
I got the ponytail.
There you
do,
go.
Huh?
You do. She's going to keep her hand over the buzzer for Terry.
Good morning, Wynn.
Because Lord knows you
always
don't need it for me. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frankie. He's keeper of the gate.
Hey, Frankie.
All right, Jefferson, what's up? We want to hear what's going on out in your counties. Been kind of quiet out there, so we need to hear what you're doing.
530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. We are streaming live on the internet. We're podcasted and archived, and we are live right now at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio. And right in front of the great KCNR building here, we had a homeless guy threaten a lady just about 5 minutes ago.
Lovely.
Oh. And another one staring at Frankie's car, just wandering around and staring at it.
Not in here in paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
You know?
Hey.
We have a
Utopia.
Comment from an anonymous person in the chat room saying, a cat got stuck in the door during the Jefferson song.
They're referring to you, Derek.
Come on, man. I got a future. But, I mean, that's crazy. You know, we've been talking about stuff. We've got a rodeo coming up. Shortly, we've got a lot of neat things happening in Reading, but man, what's going on here? You know, you pull up and this guy is screaming at this poor lady who's on the phone with the cops, and he threatened her, and I heard it, and I let the lady know I heard the threat. And, you know, and then another guy is, I mean, this is all within about 3 or 4 minutes of walking in this place. What's going on in Reading? I mean, what is going on in Reading? Well, one thing that's going on in Reading is tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Reading Patriots at 6 p.m. will be hosting the sheriff of Shasta County, Tom Basinko, and Mike Johnson, the police chief of Anderson. And they're going to talk about the
Navigation Center.
Mm-hmm. The Navigation Center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, come on, folks. Where are you? You want to know what's going on? Are you tired of being robbed? Are you tired of all the crap that's going on in the city of Reading? Are you tired of all the crap in Shasta County?
Come
tomorrow
ask
night?
Your questions.
Yeah,
get
6
your
o'clock.
Questions answered directly.
Yeah,
you're able. We allow that. We have that in our meeting. And keep in mind, our meetings are private, so we can keep them safe, and we do keep them safe. It's probably one of the safest places you could be in all of Shasta County on Monday nights, for obvious reasons. So come, enjoy, participate, meet, learn what's going on, get your questions answered, and ask the chief and the sheriff the questions. They'll answer them. They're not afraid to answer the questions. And if they kind of skirt around them, you know, ask another question directly. You know, just keep on asking until you get the answers you want.
Well, the phones are ringing.
I shouldn't say the answer you want. The answers that need to be given, I should say.
And that's the thing. Now, what does this have to do with Jefferson? Well, every county goes through the same thing. California is rampant with crime. I know that some of the AB 109 money that was supposed to go to your county, I think it's probably in your general fund.
No, they wouldn't do that.
I think so. I think that money is there. And so the real deal is there is money to, you know, to do this and to do that. And, you know, I know that in a lot of cases we've heard from folks about, hey, you know, this navigation center would be great, you know, but what about just building a jail? I mean, if you're going to put money in a navigation center, why don't you do it like Rhode Island does it? Rhode Island uses their correctional system, and they have a navigation center in their correctional system, because guess what? Those people are being prosecuted for those crimes, like that nut outside who was just screaming and threatening that lady and said, hey, I'll break all the windows out in your building. I'll break all your windows out. Nice. I mean, and that's okay. That's okay. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yep, yep. Well, we don't have enough cops. To do what?
All the cops are going to be able to do is kind of come and clean up and take a report. That's all they're going to do. They're not going to be able to save you or protect you because they can't. They physically cannot be there when these incidents occur.
How many people think we should have open carry? Say aye.
Aye.
Mark Baird, how are you, Kemosabe?
Hey, guys. I got a few minutes before I have to start work today, but I just wanted to call in and say a couple of things. First of all, in Siskiyou County, they had a Rich Marshall and the Siskiyou water users had a dam removal protest dinner last night, and that was pretty well attended. Apparently, my wife worked there, and Chris Kellstrom, I know, showed up, and he volunteers and does a great job, and God bless Chris for, you know, doing that. And she said it was pretty successful dinner, and Congressman LaMalfa was there, and also the guy that wrote the book, The Great Salmon Hoax, and I recommend everybody read that because it's part of this environmental socialism that has nothing to do with environmentalism and everything to do with taking your rights and taking over our country. So that's a good book, and he spoke at the dinner. In addition, we've got our Second Amendment lawsuit, which is moving forward, and the big announcement there was Front Sight, the Firearms Training Academy, the big one outside of Las Vegas. They have hundreds of thousands of alumnus and former students, and they posted an announcement of the federal lawsuit, and our web traffic on tokeepandbear.com picked up immediately and dramatically, and our contributions to the lawsuit started to pick up, and so people think that there's nothing going on, but there's always something going on. And what is happening is people putting their nose down and getting the work done. And I urge all of you to go to SOJ51.org, get involved with your county committees. We have a constitutional convention that's going to be coming up to review additional parts of the Jefferson Constitution. Apparently, the congressman at the dinner last night was urging people not to give up on Jefferson. It can be done. It will be done. We just need to keep working and get that work done, and we'll have our own state, folks. The only thing that can stop us is us, and that's if we fail to follow through, if we fail to show up, if we fail to contribute. Also, on the Second Amendment lawsuit, we're going to have a hearing probably, we're kind of hoping in June for the temporary restraining order enjoining the state from enforcing the provisions against the open carry of a loaded weapon. We're going to need to fill that courtroom with quiet, respectful people, and that would be a big help if we could kind of set that up. So once I know when that court date will be, we'll publish that.
And where will it be, Mark? Where will it
be? In Sacramento.
It'd be in Sacramento, okay.
Karen Mueller's courtroom on, was it courtroom three, I think.
Third, 15th floor.
Yeah. So we'll have that coming up, and I'll post the date when we know when the hearing date is. But I would like to, you know, here's an opportunity. If you mean it, if you want liberty, show up. If you got to take off a day of work, too bad. I'm going to have to take off a day of work, so is everybody else. You got to drive 5 hours, too bad. I got to drive 5 hours one way to get there. So, you know, let's show up. And if we could fill that courtroom, fill the hallway, fill the stairway, spilling out into the streets, and fill that building with people, guess what, folks? It would have an impact. If 25,000 people showed up to that court hearing, it would have an impact on the court and the state.
Well,
so,
Mr.
You know, here's your chance.
Mr. Piazza has around 200,000 people on his email list. If there's a way that you could get that out and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. You know, this is the court date. This is the courtroom. This is what we're doing. Encourage everybody to come out, because I believe he's in Nevada, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he is. And he's been, and I've already, I was fielding calls from as far away as Texas yesterday of people that were interested and curious and want to know what's going on. And so, you know, there are people all over the country that are interested in what happens to this lawsuit. But, you know, here's the deal. There are 8 million gun owners in California. If only 10% of the 8 million gun owners showed up to this hearing, can you imagine the impact that would have?
Yes.
800,000 people showed up to that hearing, or 200,000, or 100,000, or 50,000. You know, if 0.25% of the gun owners in California showed up to that hearing, we would win.
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's true. We just need to know when it is and all that good stuff. And I think I agree with you. I think that this is really going to have legs. I mean, you can count on us to be there. There's going to be lots of us that will be there. And I think that with Mr. Piazza's website and with just the email addresses, I mean, 200,000, I know that you've been inundated. I know that Dave's probably been inundated on our website, our Second Amendment mm-hmm. website. And, you know, we need to have people show up. You're right. And I think that next week is the beginning of a lot of different things. You know, I know that we'll be filing our appeal, very shortly, or sending in our appeal very shortly, on the court case, on the CFR court case.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot of really, really strong things that are going on in this week's Darcet. And I don't know if you heard or not, Mark, but we're going to have our sheriff in, Sheriff Tom Pasinko, tomorrow mm-hmm. night at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. The mm-hmm. church that shall remain nameless, and he's also bringing in Mike Johnson. And I know you've got thoughts.
There you go. Ask him the tough questions.
We will.
Ask him why he wants to disarm the citizens of his own county. Ask him why he wants them to be defenseless unless they're willing to jump through the hoops and get the big permit and wait 6 months for it and do the background check and the course of fire where you got to get 80% in the nine ring. And yeah, I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And we're doing something about it, and we can win if you, the people listening to this broadcast, help us and spread the word.
Keep in mind, Mark, too, that funding, people are sending funds for the 2A case, as they do for the CFR case. But for the 2A case that we've received over the last couple of weeks, a couple from Alaska, some from Vermont, some from Florida. So they are everywhere but here doing that as well. They're supporting. So we need to get more support here locally. And when I say locally, I'm talking about the Jefferson Territory and all of California. All of California. And any and all the supporters that this gentleman in outside Las Vegas with what's it called, the Front Sight organization has, whoever he has that are out there that are willing to help kick in, that would be immensely appreciated, and what it's going to do is going to support what happens here in California, which does affect what happens in the rest of the nation.
So, well, Mark,
you know, I urge people that hear this, support Dr. Piazza in his efforts.
See, yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
They're a lot of fun. He's got a tremendous facility, and he's supporting us. So, you know, if you have a choice, support Patrick Jones, support Dr. Piazza. Get your certifications through those guys because they're actively supporting us. So let's help the people that are helping us, too.
That's right.
Hey, Bob, we're going to have
them know.
Bob, I want to bring Bob on. Bob, we've just got a minute or two for the break. What you got, buddy? Bob, what do you have?
Hey, I got something different. I've had a lot of people call me in the last week or so about this election coming up, about our senators, and they keep asking me, why do we care to back Brian Dolley when he will not debate Kevin Kiley? He's backed out of several chances of doing it and stuff. And the other thing is, I believe there's only three people that have Brian Dolley wins and moves on, and his wife runs in his position, the RNC is going to back her. And I believe there's only three people right now in the state of Jefferson has a chance of beating her, and that's Mark Baird, Hugh Carey, and possibly Wynn, because everybody knows your names, you have seen everybody, and they believe in you people.
Hey, Bob.
And I don't know what else we can
Bob?
Do.
Bob, yeah. Let me answer that, and then I got to go.
Yeah.
The reason we're not supporting Kevin Kiley is because he doesn't support us, and Brian Dolley doesn't support us either. So
that's right.
We have a two-pronged path. We have a path where we help Kevin Kiley get elected, and he doesn't support Jefferson, and he said so in no uncertain terms over several months with several private conversations that I had with him directly. He does not support the concept or the reality of the state of Jefferson, period. So
neither does Brian Dolley.
Yeah, no, I know that, but we can either help him get elected, and Brian Dowley stays in the assembly and does nothing for us, or we can do nothing for him, and Brian Dowley will probably be elected, which will empty an assembly seat, and we can fill that assembly seat with one of our candidates, and they will put in legislation for Jefferson. So that's
the way I would give up your job, or would Terry give up his, or Wheaton seat?
Ask yourself, who all has given up things where we lead from the front? I will do what is necessary to ensure that Jefferson makes it. It'll either be one of us, or it'll be a candidate that can win, who has the creds and can do the job. But you know what? Let's help people who help us, and all we have to do is show these candidates that they do represent the people, and if they won't help us, why on earth would we want to lift a finger to help them?
Hey, guys, we got to go off to a break. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Stay alive. 70s, Angel Flight Pants. Ugh.
Man, oh man.
I remember that when I was in high school, the guys were dressed like that. It's like, really? No, I don't think so.
Go get them when you want to address just what happened on the radio.
Yeah. Per what Bob was saying, I am. There's no way in the world I'm going to run for a political office. It's not happening.
Ditto.
I'm okay behind the scenes at best. There's no way in the world I'd be on a soapbox going out running around, you know, doing what needs to be done, the necessary I guess, placation, if you will, to get votes. I'm not going to do that. I have no desire to do that. I can better serve behind the scenes doing what needs to be done. I'm a good worker bee. I can do all kinds of stuff like that. And I know there are a great many of us that are like that. I have, again, no desire to do that. So not happening from my perspective personally, that's not going to happen. I know that, there are ways of doing this, and the way we vote for any person running for any office is privately held. You go in. You go into the ballot box and, or to the voting booth, and you vote how you desire, or you vote at home and then you mail it in, which I strongly discourage. Don't do that. Go to the voting poll places, because that's the best way to vote. It's most secure, because once you drop it in the mail, who collects your vote? Do you know? Do you know if it got there for sure? I don't know. So those are the kind of things you have to really think about. I personally, again, it's privately held, as it should be with all of us. So when people get up in arms about how things are being handled with voting and who's supporting who, you know, you can kick, scream, and squeal all you want, but when it comes right down to it, it's privately held. Who's going to know how you voted unless you tell people honestly, you know, how you did vote? So, again, out of respect for everyone, I keep it held privately, and I don't ask people how they vote. So that's my own two cents.
And I think you're absolutely right. I could agree with you more. And ditto, I'm not running for office either. And, your vote is your own. If you, whatever candidate you like, God bless you. Okay, that's up to you. There is, our opinion here is that it's your vote.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a debate, okay, well, there's both sides of that. And here's the both sides of the debate. First of all, if you're Brian Daly and you're in the lead, why debate? Second of all, if you're Brian Daly and you have to debate somebody like Kevin Kiley, who is a very good debater, you most likely would lose.
The debate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's reasons for that. If you're Kevin Kiley, you should want a debate because you would look good in the debate. So whatever candidate you're for, that's fine. It's your business. There's reasons why you wouldn't debate, reasons why you would debate. But here's the bottom line to everything. The Senate just voted that they didn't want anybody on the ballot who didn't have 5 years of their past tax returns available for folks to view.
Specifically targeting the president.
Specifically targeting the president. The vote was 27 Democrats to 10 Republicans. Here in California.
Yep.
In the state Senate. That vote would have been the same no matter whether it was Kevin Kiley
or
Brian Daly. That vote would have been the same. It still would have been 27 to 10, period. So that's the bottom line here. Three either abstained or weren't there or absent. I'm not really sure. Right. But it still would have been all 10 Republicans locking arms. It's still going to be all 10 Republicans locking arms when we have votes on things in the state of California.
As long as they don't drift over to the other side.
As long as they don't drift over to the other side. And in the assembly, there is a possibility of one drifting to the Democratic side. And, and no matter what happens in this upcoming election for Senate, God willing for the Republicans, that everything remains the same, 10 senators and 19 assemblymen, with the exception of Chad Mays, who probably will leave. But the whole point is that there's a lot of other things to talk about in this program. We're not going to want to, it's great to call in and view your opinion that why won't he debate? Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, it's, he wouldn't win the debate at that time.
That's right.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Do I agree with that? I don't have an opinion on it. I just know that the last vote was 27 to 10. The next vote will be 27 or 30 to 10. The next vote will be 28 to 10 or 26 to 10 or whatever the case may be. It's still going to be 10 no matter what.
Right.
So with that, I want to move on. 605-4567, 605-4567. But I want to talk about something else, and this pertains to everything, even though it is a local issue in Shasta County. Again, tomorrow night we're going to be talking about this navigation center. Now, this is something that a lot of different counties are going to want to do. All the counties are talking, because I know our sheriff is talking to all the other sheriffs in Jefferson about this navigation center idea. Here's the bottom line to that. First of all, the police can't protect us. The police can't, this navigation center is spending money to where we don't lock up the bad guys anyway. if we have a jail and people put their money into the jail and they have a board of supervisors they can trust to put the money into what they say they're getting it for.
Keyword,
unlike
trust.
AB 109, where they put it into general funds. One county was up to $7 million that they put into the general fund and didn't use it for law enforcement. That's disgusting. And that's happening all the way through the government, the local governments of the state of Jefferson.
That all comes back to having a forensic audit done in the county and finding out what the criminals are doing. The criminals that I'm talking about are the people that are actually doing those kind of activities where they pilfer the funds from one account to the other in that regard when it's specifically earmarked for one specific
thing.
The elected criminals, that's right, because they should be in the hoosegow for pulling that kind of stuff. And we ourselves locally, for per county that we reside in, need to hold them accountable. And if we don't, shame on us. We need to hold them accountable.
And we are having a lifespan of chiefs of police in Shasta, well, in Redding, California, that are about an average lifespan of about 4 years as far as them being in office and being chief. Our chief, who just has been there 2 years, Chief Moore, is retiring. That means he's going to get a pension. He's at, well, there's reports he's 49, there's reports he's 51. Has he done a good job? Of course he's done a good job. Point being is he's retiring, and at 49, he easily could live another 30 years, maybe 40.
Yeah.
So if he lives 40 years and the span of duration of service for a police chief in Redding is about 3 years, that's what it's been averaging, 3 to 4 years, we could have 11 pensions we're paying and still be paying Roger Moore at his ripe old age in his 80s. I mean, how insane is that? How insane is that? And we're talking a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. Benefits. And the guy can go back to work again. Now, I'm not begrudging any of this. Don't get me wrong. I'm not begrudging it. I'm just saying that, hey, if you own a company, you got to get a handle on your overhead. Well, our overhead's way out of line, don't you think?
Amen, brother. Yep, yep.
So the frustrating part is the fact that, you know, what do we do about that? What do we do about the crime? The police can't get there till after the crime. But, you know, the deal that Cottonwood has, folks, this is Cottonwood, California. They're the community watch, and it's the community. I've been to that meeting before, and there were 300 people at that meeting.
In Cottonwood?
In Cottonwood.
Holy cow.
And those people were ready to say, you know what, we've had it with crime. We're just taking this into our own hands, legally, as much as we can. But, you know, at what particular point in time do we not defend ourselves? Again, coming
never,
into,
never.
Never. Walking to the radio station this morning, a lady's getting threatened. It's Sunday morning, for heaven's sakes, in the middle of town. You know? I mean, seriously? Anyway, with that, I guess we'll go off to a break.
And it's all about the drugs. That's what it's all about.
It's all about the drugs.
It's all
even
about
though people say it's a byproduct. No, it's not. Hey, rich people take drugs, too.
That's
look at
right.
Charlie Sheen. Okay, anyway, with that, we're going to go off to our break, and time has come
for 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Redding Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at ReddingRodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
If you haven't seen the video of this, it's really good.
Really?
That drummer is just...
See, I don't
just
have
like
time bumper. For that kind of stuff.
I do. I make time. Welcome back, folks.
Welcome back. Hey, has everybody received their sample ballot booklet for Senate District 1 special general election Tuesday, June 4th? Have you received that in the mail yet? It's amazing. You know, it goes through the entire process, blah, 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 all the information. It's got the bios of the two candidates that are running that, you know, takes up a page with, you know, they each having a half a page. And then, approximately. And then you look at the sample ballot on the very next page. It's a 2x2 maybe square, 2-inch by 2-inch square sample ballot of voter nominated offices, state senator, first district, vote for one. And it's got two candidates listed there. So why did they go to all the expense of putting this all out there? I mean, because if our turnout, especially in Shasta County, was so low in the primary, then why did they go to all the expense of mailing this book out? Because next, what's going to follow is that you're going to get the ballot in the mail. Now, again, I want to encourage everybody, please do not. I mean, I've been listening to people that are in the know and that are doing the audits of all the elections that have happened here in California, Election Integrity Project California, or EIP-CA. They are doing God's work for us. They are finding out who all the counties are that have really screwed up with the elections. And when I say screwed up, then they've been infiltrated and criminally hacked. And so they're trying to get that all fixed, and they're working like dogs to get that done. They're working hard, and we need to support them in every way possible. But the biggest thing that I came out of there was not to do mail-in. Do not do mail-in, because you don't know for sure that your vote that you cast by putting it in the ballot and dropping it in the mail that made it. They've been finding things in closets here and there with, you know, bags of ballots that haven't been accounted for. And then thing is, they know your address, so then they're going to be able to change the vote to their liking if the people are actually doing a full-on stream of vote tampering. So there are things that you need to do to ensure that. The day of the election, go to the polling place. They're open all day long from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have 13 hours of operation right there. So go the day of the election, cast your vote, and do it the way that the system is entrusted to do. Because if you don't, the only way we're going to be able to get our votes counted down the road is through mail-in. And that's not going to be good, because then how do any of us know that the votes that we cast are truly the way we cast it? So I'm just saying that just so everybody has time to think about it. Again, that's June 4th. You've got some time to make some arrangements and work things around and scheduling and everything else. It's one day, and you have 13 hours in that time period to do the casting of your ballot. So, you know, do what you can. And I understand that some people absolutely have to cast through mail. I get that. But for those of us that don't have to, please don't. Go and go to the polling place.
And we have Jean on the line. Jean, how are you?
Good morning. I just wanted to give you a shout-out with the retirement programs. This is what I have been saying for years. You know, all of these city managers, we're paying three of them. And I'm saying, if we took these pensions and put it in like Social Security, and you can't collect it until you're 65 or 67, you wouldn't have all of this money going out for tremendous retirements of these pension.
We will have five police chiefs that are collecting pensions. And I know that, you know, these guys, you know, again, this is not whether they're worth the money. This is not even about their salary. It's not about that. What it's about is the fact that they get 90% of what their best years. And I'm not even talking about the police officers. I'm not even talking about the sergeants and the captains and the patrolmen and the people that retire. We're just talking about police chiefs here. I mean, conceivably, I wonder how many we could have at one time. How do you even begin to justify that? And, oh, by the way, here's a kicker for you, Gene. You're going to love this. The city council is going to vote on Tuesday night whether or not to give the city attorney a raise.
A raise.
I kid you not. They are voting to give the city attorney a raise. That is no joke. Unbelievable. I don't even know what to say anymore other than, as citizens, we really need to start taking things into our own hands, period.
Well, you know, what that raises is it should raise the hair on the back of our neck. That's the raise.
Well, and what's going to happen is this attorney's going to get the raise, and then guess what? He's going to retire.
Right, just like the last
this
one did.
This is exactly what I'm saying. And so so if they have to have the ding-dong pension, I'm all for getting rid of all of these pension programs, put the money into the Social Security program. That's why Social Security goes bankrupt, because there's so many people off of the program of Social Security and on these pensions, and they can retire at all these various ages, put them into the Social Security, and it would be self-sustaining.
Imagine being able to retire under 50.
Well, they do it all the time, and I understand.
Unreal.
You know, I understand you don't want a beat policeman out there at, you know, 60 years old running around, but
sure.
There's a lot of office jobs and things like that that they could phase into.
Well, I know a couple of them that retired ended up in that red light program when it first came about, and they were making pretty good money. I forget what it was. It was a lot of money an hour, and it was part time, but they were picking up extra bucks doing that, you know. And
they retire and then they go out and get another job.
Oh yeah.
Or the other thing too, Gene, is that they'll retire and then they move out of state. So they're not even kicking back into the local economy through property taxes or consumer tax. They're not doing that anymore because, you know, our former city manager, you know, moved to Idaho. You know, you have things like that happen all the time. They can't afford to live in Redding or in California.
Well, we have a city manager that's working at McConnell, and he's I think he's making at least $7,000 a month at McConnell Foundation.
Wow.
Plus what he gets from the city of Redding, and it's I've got it written down on my on the kitchen cabinet. You know, the guy's pulling down like $900 a working day.
Well, it's good if you can get it.
I'm telling you, you know, and people, it just, well, you know what, we do have this happening and that happening and chili cook-off and, you know, and listen, I love the rodeo. I love all this stuff. I love all this fun stuff, all these great events we have, you know, and we can go to the park we'll step over the hypodermic needles. But, you know, the deal is that as we go through all this crap, you know, well, we can't just have doom and gloom all the time. Well, you know, hey, look, reality is what reality is. The problem is that we are not locally, we need to have more of this be brought out in community radio. Period. Gene, thank you so much. We have Nick.
Hey, guys, you do a fabulous job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
Thanks so much.
You bet, Gene.
Bye-bye.
Nick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing as good as I can with a little tiny bit I got left to work with. Hey, Gene mentioned a city manager that was working for McConnell. I think she was referring to Mike Warren, who's knocking down about $20,000 a month from CalPERS and working for Turtle Bay. That's the one he feathered his nest on while he was city manager.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the Shasta County in 2019 will pay or is paying $17.7 million to CalPERS. And their unfunded liabilities, what they will pay over the next 25 years, will be $488.7 million. When you combine that with the city of Reading, what they're going to pay over 30 years, you're talking over $1 billion.
Wow.
Well, and that's just the way it stands now. You see, what we're not taking into account, again, is the fact that maybe we could have three, we'll have more pensions when it comes to police chiefs retiring. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, I mean, what's the average lifespan of a police, well, lifespan's wrong, but term of office, term of service of a police chief? What is that? What, 3 years? I mean, Paletti, you know, I mean, he just bucked the system a little too much. I think he was trying to do the right thing. And Paletti was gone after four or five. And, of course, the guy before him was four or five, which was, what was his name? I forget now. Anyway,
oh, Hanson.
Paletti, Peter Hanson. Yeah, Peter Hanson.
Blankenship.
Yeah, and these guys are all collecting nice pensions, you know. And then they brought, Hanson back is on a temp deal that I think he made $77,000 on or some ridiculous amount of money. I mean, it's just, it's insane, and we just overlook it because we, you know, oh gosh, it gets so frustrating to hear local radio when they don't bring this stuff up. They
frustrating. This is the royalty class of America. You know, I just got the new Range magazine 2 days ago. Anybody, I just recommend everybody go to rangemagazine.com and get a subscription. This thing opens your eyes so much to what's going on. I want to read you a quote out of there, and it reminds me when Ken Murray went to China on our dime and, you know, took his entourage of probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 people. Here it goes. The taxpayers are sending congressmen on expensive trips abroad. It might be worth it, except they keep coming back. Isn't that about the truth?
It is.
The truth, yep.
Nick, also, you know, we appreciate you calling in and giving us information on what's going on locally. And hopefully Dale Ball, yourself, Bob Holsinger, you guys can start giving us reports all the time on what and heck, call into Free Fire Radio. Give them the information that you're getting on what's on the agendas on city council and things like that.
Well, speaking of the agenda now, tomorrow or Tuesday, the last item on it is a 2.5% raise for the city of attorney. And you know what? We're going broke. They want a 1 cent sales tax, or we're not going to survive. And here they are giving raises out. And he just got one last year. I'm led to believe that it was an $18,000 raise. I know it was significant.
Well, you know, the thing is that we did bring that up earlier in the program about that happening. And, I mean, they're actually giving that raise. But, you know, the thing is you talk about the 1 cent sales tax. Okay, well, the thing is that, you know, you were also talking about, was it Julie Winters that was talking about how we needed to have the money go to the jail? Well, they're not the county. City isn't the county.
That's absolutely right. She said that we needed it for the jail for a couple other things, the navigation center and probation or some darn thing. And those are all county responsibilities. So I'm trying to figure out if she's dumb or she thinks we're all dumb.
She's probably just trying to feather the nest of the money, just getting the word out there so the money will come in.
You know, and this 1 cent sales tax is being pushed by the McConnellites. In fact, they brought a guy from Oklahoma out here to persuade us to that we need this. Steve Faulkner, I think, is his name. And they've got a guy from Chico that has run, talked people into giving up their money. And, you know, it's just all put together to convince us that they're going to do the right thing for us, even though they never have before.
Right. You know, and people may be saying, well, what's all this got to do with Jefferson? Everything. And the reason it does is because every single city, every single county is going through the same things we're going through.
Absolutely.
Going through the unfunded liability, all that stuff. It's all part of it. That's why we need to make sure that local level government isn't as corrupt as it's been. Because local level government right now is corrupt in many of the counties. And with that, Nick, we've got to go off to our last break.
Have a great day.
Okay, sir.
Thanks, Nick,
for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Great and informational as always.
And we've got a few minutes left at 605-4567, 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR. We are on the radio at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and time has come
for 51.
We must climb a great high mountain.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
We're back.
We're back, and we've got callers on the line.
We do. So, Sally, we're going to go right to you, hon. And you've got some information on Mariposa, too, I bet, that what they did over the weekend.
Sally, are you there?
Well, I think they're calling me Sally. This is Sharon.
Oh, hey, Sharon.
Okay, Sharon, we have another person on the line. How are you, Sharon?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm calling to let you know I now have ample supply of More Equals Less.
Oh, that's great.
Good, good.
And can you tell them very quickly what that is?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell them very quickly what that is?
Yes, I'm telling you quickly. That is to move us into the other states so that we can get a grassroots movement going for everybody to join in to separate from their current states.
Now, Sharon, would you like to call in next week? I'd like to invite you to call in, and we can put you on a segment for a few minutes because I'd love to have you talk about that. Folks, what she has done has been absolutely remarkable. This woman is out there. She's a fighter. She's a patriot. And what she's done is put together a brochure that is magnificent. It talks about representation. It's something that we can share with all the other states. Is that about right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so, Sharon, we're going
to call in.
Oh, that.
But in the meantime, let me just give you my phone number.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to order some.
Absolutely.
It's 530-647-1909.
One more time.
530-647-1909.
Thank you, Sharon. And as my youngest daughter would say, you're the bomb.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sharon.
Michael, what say you, sir?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Yes, am I on the program?
You are.
You are, Michael.
Yeah, you know what, most people in this community is guilty of paying these police officers all this money and overvalue their importance. And that's the reason why they're overpaid, overvalued. And something else. You know, you keep talking about police, more jails. You know what? You ought to spend more time trying to get money to spend on these homeless and on these crackheads. You know, you'll spend less money on them than you'll spend on these overpriced police.
Well, Michael, Michael, we need to have a conversation here. Yes, I agree with what you're saying. This program has never talked about getting more police. This program has never talked about raising more money for the police. This program just talked about the unfunded liability and that the police are being paid a lot in their retirement. So I don't know where that information comes. The other thing is that we have no choice. Maybe you should go to city council. If you live in Reading or whatever city you live in, go to that city council and say, hey, you know, enough is enough. We need to bring things back into the fold. So I don't know whether you listen to us or not, but that's never been our position. And us people can't do that anyway.
More police and more control.
Who is?
You ought to consider being a little bit humane.
Who is for control? Who is for control? We've never said that on this program. But I agree with you. I agree with you. I think the government is. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, this is usually why you got corruption. Just the reason why you have corruption all across the county.
All across the United States.
They speak one to the other here. This is what's happening.
Well, yeah, Michael. So, listen to our program because I mean, you're preaching to the choir, my friend. Anyway, we got to go. We got Mary on the other line. Mary, what say you?
Good morning, Mary.
Mary, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. I know you're on a real short leash there. I missed the first few minutes. Did you guys cover the Brian Dolly conversation where he said he hasn't got any information on the state of Jefferson?
No, but.
I just thought that was ridiculous.
Well, it was, you know, but I answered that on Free Fire Radio. I answered that and explained, you know, well, what's your plan then, Brian? Because that's ridiculous. We have plenty of that. But, you know, by the same token, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, Kylie said that basically state of Jefferson would never be able to get any kind of help with the mining and lumber industry, that it just wasn't going to happen. So that was that's what some people believe that his take is. So Dolly and him, I mean, you know, flip a coin. Again, our position here on this program is we want to talk about things that are going to be relevant. And the relevancy, again, I'll say it one more time. We just had a Senate bill that just passed 27-10. It wouldn't matter whether Brian Dolly or Kevin Kiley
or both of them.
It doesn't matter because it's still 27-10.
Yep.
It's still going to be 30-10 if they didn't have three people that were absent. That's the thing. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm not saying don't go vote. I'm not saying that we can't give up hope. I'm not saying throw in the towel. I'm just saying that it still would have been 27-10. And our position is that, you know, you vote for who you want to vote for. You stand behind who you want to stand behind. But you know what? We need to get people in office that are going to support the position of Jefferson. Now, I've heard one last thing I want to bring up because it's very important. I heard that some people say, well, I'm not going to support Jefferson because I'm in office. I've taken the oath of California. That's baloney. You can support anything you want. You can make a point of anything you want. You can say, yes, I support this or I don't support that. And obviously, if you can say no, then you can say yes. Anyway, Mary,
yeah.
I love you a bunch.
Love you guys.
Okay,
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Cheers.
Hey, you know, this guy Michael that just called in?
Yeah.
He got something lost in translation.
You think?
With what you were saying,
yeah.
And I think that he should call back maybe next week
and
talk to you about it because you guys are not for more police. You're just talking about the out of control spending on the police.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So guys, all right, that's all I wanted to say. So Michael, call back, dude.
Well, the thing is, I think that, you know, I think he just maybe he can go back. And, Michael, you can go back and listen to the podcast on this. In fact, you can listen to all our archived podcasts, KCNR1460.com. You can go to archive and podcast. You can scroll yourself on down once you've hit that to Jefferson State of Mind and go listen to what we really do say. So, really and truly, that's...
Right. We're all for law enforcement.
Yes.
You know, to keep the community safe, but... He got everything a little out of whack.
Out of whack.
Right.
So, sorry, guys. All right, well,
thanks, Jimmy.
Good. Great show. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Sounds like Mike Smith is playing a song here. I guess that we've got somebody on the line, but I don't think we can take it because I think we're gone.
We are gone. So we will see you and hear you.